One by one, the satellites, each covered in solar panels and high-tech equipment, detached from their mothership after blasting off from Earth on August 16. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Among the 116 satellites launched that day, one stood out. It was the first spacecraft ever developed by Senegal. This small CubeSat, Guinda SAT-1A, will provide Earth observation and telecommunications services, marking a historic achievement for Senegal. The country's president hailed it as a significant step towards technological sovereignty. The cost of satellite launches has dropped significantly in recent years, opening the door for smaller nations to enter the space race. These reductions in cost have opened the market, says Kwaku Suma, founder and managing director of Space Hubs Africa, a space consultancy. To date, 17 African countries have launched more than 60 satellites into orbit, with Senegal, Djibouti, and Zimbabwe all sending up their first satellites in the past year. Many more African satellites are expected to follow. However, Africa still lacks its own space launch facilities, and powerful nations like the U.S., China, and European countries are increasingly involved in African space programs, raising questions about geopolitical influence. Despite this, Suma sees potential for African nations to chart their own course in space, saying, "It's important for African countries to have their own satellites for better control over technology and easier access to data, which could be vital for monitoring crops, extreme weather, and improving telecommunications." While space exploration is often viewed as an elite endeavor in Africa, local experts argue it can be used to address pressing challenges like climate change. Jesse Ndoba, co-founder of South Africa's Astrofika Technologies, believes space technology can help monitor resources and food security. "We've got to look at the challenges in Africa and find ways of solving them," she says, emphasizing the need for practical solutions rather than an African race to the moon or Mars. Sarah Kamani, of Kenya's Meteorological Department, agrees, stating that satellites have been invaluable for tracking dangerous weather conditions. She recalls using European satellite data to monitor a major dust storm in March and believes more African-owned satellites would be a huge benefit for monitoring threats like wildfires, droughts, and storms. "Only Africa understands her own needs," she says. However, African space programs often rely on foreign technology and expertise. While Senegal's new satellite was built by Senegalese technicians, its development was made possible through a partnership with a French university, and it was launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from California. This dependence on foreign partnerships raises concerns, as these collaborations serve as both technological support and diplomatic leverage for global powers. Temideo Unyason, managing director of Space in Africa, cautions that these foreign partnerships come with strategic implications. He suggests that Africa could use its position to negotiate the best deals, while Julie Klinger, a researcher at the University of Delaware, notes the need for updated global treaties to ensure a peaceful space environment as geopolitical competition grows. Despite these challenges, Africa's future in space looks bright. With close to 80 satellites currently in development across the continent, African nations are poised to play a larger role in the global space industry in the coming decades. Suma believes Africa can leverage its equatorial position for space launches, potentially reviving sites like the Luigi Broglio Space Center off the coast of Kenya. "The future of the industry is very bright," Unyason says. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.